Hello, Fearless Fam. Welcome to another episode where we shed light on topics most like to keep in the dark. This is your host, Chubby, and today's elephant is a level 5. Today we have an episode that No Filters No Fears has been putting off. And that topic now has become something we can no longer push aside. And it's Roe versus Wade. And we have several guests today, which you probably have met in past episodes, that have a lot to share about it. But before we get into that conversation, this episode was sponsored by J-Phone Party Rental. For all your party needs, all the ideas you think are crazy, J-Phone Party Rental will make your vision come to life. Just like my backdrop right here in my studio. Go check out our 100th episode for the beautiful setup they made for us. Give J-Phone Party Rental a follow on Instagram at J-Phone Party Rental or send them a text message at 786-769-4950 and tell them Chubby from No Filters No Fears sent you. And please, keep in mind that this episode will be discussing the issues of Roe versus Wade, like abortion, the laws, the bills, and sharing examples of possible abortion scenarios. Also, we will be sharing our personal feelings, sharing facts and opinions on the subject of abortion. So please keep that in mind. If you want to proceed further with the episode, stay tuned. And now for our guest to join us. So thank you everyone for joining us on today's episode. This is episode 2. I'm very excited for this episode, as you already know. A lot of crazy things has happened in the past couple of weeks, months, with the overturn and of Roe v. Wade. This is what this episode is about. And I would like for you guys to, for you all to introduce yourself and say a little bit about who you are, so then we could get this discussion rolling on how it's going to affect all of us in all the possible ways. So Jay, if you want to go first, it's fine by me.
All right. my name is Jay, or Supa the Poet. This actually hit me pretty hard. I actually didn't think it would get overturned, so I was one of the people that kind of slept on it a little bit. I'm a trans man, so this actually affected me in how we can go about getting supplies and things like that through Planned Parenthood. Like, it hit pretty deep, you know? Especially with the supplies, you know, there's a shortage right now. It is just, it's not something you expected. I feel like everything that our ancestors have fought for us to get to this point, it just all got reversed. Like, in a matter of, blink of an eye, that's how it felt like, you know? And I know there's a lot of people that this is affecting too, because I feel like, why is it people that this isn't even gonna affect you? Like, you're 80, 90 years old. Why are you even still in the office making decisions over our bodies, you know? And it's less than 10 people. And out of the 10, and out of the amount of people, how many, in my opinion, did you see actually this could affect them? I just don't understand it. I feel like everything that's meant to help us and meant to progress us just somehow gets taken away. So I feel like we really backtracked decades worth of work that people will have been before us, especially in our community.
Totally agree with you. And Amanda, introduce yourself and how did this affected you or will affect you? Because it's still going to affect us regardless, you know, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
thank you for having me on the show. Guys, my name is Amanda. I'm also a poet like Supa. Check out Supa's the bomb. And I'm a writer, I'm a poet. And when I got the word that Roe had been overturned, I was somebody who was a little bit more up on game. I knew that this was in the works. I knew that while everybody was like stuck on the scroll and, you know, kind of like brainwashed and giving a shit about what Kim K was doing and who she was dating and all this stuff, like I knew that this was kind of like happening. And at that point that I kind of realized it, the Trump administration had already put the justices in place to overturn Roe. And that's when I got more involved. I was like, I didn't necessarily think that they were lying under oath, which they did. But I knew that they were very right wing. And I don't know, I cried. I cried when I got the news. And I've been very outspoken on it before, on my show with my best friend Lisa, Sex Talk Saturdays. And more so now, just because I feel like people are not as upset as I am. Like, I feel like people like kind of like, they think it's not gonna affect them, but it will in one way or the other. And even if it doesn't affect you, it's gonna affect somebody that you know or you love. And like, this is real life, you know what I'm saying? I think that our society is so digitized. I don't know if that's the right word, but like everything's so digital. People are so out of touch that they forget like these laws actually affect like real people. And you know, I'm a lesbian, and when I had said something about me being distraught over it, people were like, but you're gay, it doesn't affect you. And I'm like, I still have a uterus. And not only that, but I still believe in body autonomy. I still believe in privacy. Mm-hmm. So even if I was a man, I would still believe in body autonomy from the government and privacy and religious freedom, because they're trying to make this about religion. And I think it's bullshit. It's not about religion. They're just scapegoating. They're using like Jesus to get this through. And it's
very much traditional on how this country was built.
Right.
I feel like we're going back to like the 1700s. Like, shit is scary, you know? And when I said something today, I was crying, because again, our community is, they're coming for us next. I said, they're coming for us next. They're already coming for trans people. They're already coming for everybody. Like, anybody who isn't like, you know,
straight, white,
Christian. Yeah, exactly. Straight and white, you know? So it's just like,
old male.
I'm scared. It's a scary, scary time.
Yeah, when it happened, I was in shock. And as I was reading and hearing about it, I saw your reaction, Amanda. And obviously, I was still had no words. So I was like, what the hell, right? Because obviously, being in the community, in the LGBT community, we know multiple people of all everything, you know, under the rainbow, literally. Mm-hmm. And what boggles my mind is that people do not understand that Planned Parenthood, for example, they don't only provide abortion, but they also provide, you know, a multiple of things like condoms. They provide a bunch of things that are helpful for societies, like STD tests and HIV and, you know,
contraceptives.
Yes, all of those things. And they only are focusing on, abortion. And they're losing the bigger picture, that a place like this is losing a lot of resources for people that could go there.
They're making Planned Parenthood the enemy, again, with like this mind warping technique. This is a technique that they are using, you know, the scapegoating, like bullshit, like it's very fucked up. But the thing is, Planned Parenthood is literally called Planned Parenthood. Like, they're not anti-family. They're not anti-babies. They're not anti... They're literally for preparing people when they're ready to have a kid and when they're not ready to have a kid.
Exactly.
You know? Like, it's just crazy to me.
Right, so it's not like they're doing their... their research on, okay, what is this facility providing? This is all they're seeing. And then a lot of people, like I said, are losing the resources that, you know, like Jay mentioned, when you go there, and now where are they going to go? So it's a trickle effect. It's a domino effect that started with this, and now it's going to just keep going and going and going. And like you said, Amanda, it's going to affect everybody literally at the end, because if a person is going to want to go to anywhere to get, let's say, a mammogram or a, I don't know, to just check on your baby, you're not going to be able to do it because we lost that right. And you thought it was it wasn't going to affect you because you're white, and you're and now your wife has a kid, but she can't do anything about it. You know what I'm saying? So,
you know, and you just triggered my memory. I saw this YouTube video the other day, and it was talking about they were talking about Christian women who have had abortions and why they had them, and they were all for different reasons. But many of them were like medical, you know. Again, an abortion is a medical procedure. And a lot of it was because something was wrong with the fetus. It wouldn't be able to live outside of the body. It was poisoning or killing the mother, like, or, you know, the person carrying it, I should say. And it was just really, really interesting, because I feel like when it comes to abortion, the right wing usually will try to be like, it's because women are being like loose with their bodies, you know, like they're trying to punish women, you know what I'm saying? They're trying to punish people for being sexually free, you know, and not even realizing that, like, one, that's their right, you know, like literally that was a right that they took away from us, and two, there's many other reasons why people have abortions.
Right, exactly. And we don't know their situations until we obviously hear them out.
Right.
I'm pretty sure you all heard about the 10-year-old.
That I was about to mention that, yep.
Well, what are your thoughts on that? Because obviously I have mine. I want to know. Obviously, this is no argument that she should have just gotten the abortion. She's a child. But nonetheless, I would like to, you know. Right.
At all. But the fact that they made it so difficult for even a 10-year-old to be able to get an abortion is ridiculous. Like, they had no consideration into anything. It was just a control thing. They want to have control over, like you said, women in general, but now this is strictly down to the children. What happened to saving the children of the next generation? They preach that, I preach that all the time, but it's like when it comes down to actually doing it, this is what your actions are showing. Like, there's no reason why a 10-year-old should have even had to go through that at all.
This is the result of, like, so when I saw the post, people started talking about the person's immigration status as opposed to talking about the issue of abortion, which I thought was very, very, very interesting and very just, I just keep saying right wing, you know,
right.
I just, you know. Like, I just far right, you know, like this is a far right way of thinking, you know, because when you're talking about a child who was sexually assaulted and had to go out of state to have an abortion, you guys are concerned about the immigration status of the person who assaulted her. I think you're missing the point. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a different conversation. Right now, we need to talk about how we're going to save this child, you know. And did you see the woman who was speaking about it when I think it was in Congress that they were talking to her, and she was like,
yeah,
power to the dude who was like handing her the book. He was like, so you think that it's okay for this and that? Like, he was like giving it to her, and she was like, well, I imagine that it would change her life, it would change the course of her life. And you're like, you imagine, like, this child has been traumatized
literally
multiple times, you know, and now the government is assaulting her as a person again, in a sense, you
right.
know, because forced pregnancy is trauma.
It is, especially again for a 10-year-old child. And I can't believe that she had to go all the way to Indiana just to even get it. Like, I don't know if that happened yet, but I know that they were talking about sending her to Indiana because it's the closest state to her. But how can you sit there as a grown-ass white woman and sit there? No, she, this person was a white woman sitting there saying this. Don't you have, if she has children, don't you feel like, oh, wow, what the hell? Okay, let's get it done. She shouldn't be going through this. This is not acceptable. You have to think about it and sit there and be like, maybe they could keep, what?
It's disgusting.
And like Jay was saying, like you were saying, Jay, they always say the children are our future, right? I totally agree with you. They always say that. But what are we doing to protect them?
What are their futures? We're shitting on their futures right now.
Oh, exactly.
I mean, not us. So, yeah. But you know.
We're trying our best here with...
We're trying to save y'all.
We're trying our best here with bringing conversations like this to light. Again, this is a topic that No Filters Nif has strayed away from for 2 years because we did not want to talk about it. But then I realized this is the point of this show. To talk about things like this, especially like for us right now, we are women, people of color, and we are, all of us are in different sections of who we are, non-binary, transgender person, and then you are a lesbian as you identified, but that does not mean that the issues out there will not affect us. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what people do not realize. It doesn't matter what you identify as, you're still a person with a body. Mm-hmm. Right? Like, it doesn't matter how you identify, your body is still yours, and now you have no rights.
Yeah.
So,
and it was pretty offensive, honestly, when somebody had said something about, you know, oh, you're a lesbian, it doesn't affect you. And I was like, it hurt me deeply, because I feel like a lot of Americans think that way. A lot of Americans are like, if it doesn't affect you, then it doesn't matter, or I shouldn't care about it. There are a lot of issues that don't affect me that I care about, because I care about other people. I care about the future of people and our nation and freedom, you know? And it's all interconnected. So like, when you go after a trans person, you're coming after me. When you go after a black man, you're coming after me. We're all interconnected in that way. You know what I'm saying? And it's very, very just disheartening. It's very, very disheartening to see people just be like, it doesn't affect me, so I don't care. Like, oh my God.
I think that's my biggest issue that I have, that I know people personally who are people of color, who are in the LGBT community, who are X, Y, and Z, and they're living their bubble. And into that bubble's pop, that's when they're like, oh my God, I didn't know this was going on. And I'm like, yeah, because I get it. Being in this political aspect of your everyday life all the time, yeah, it gets tiring. It could get overwhelming to read all these sad things on the news and wherever you read them at this point. But at the same time, it's like, you have to step up at least a little bit for your own sake and for your, if you have kids, for your partner or your friends. You know, because it starts with us, you know, to do something about it. Like, for example, Amanda, you know how you're doing the God Save the Preliminaries?
Primaries, yes.
God Save the Primaries. That is a step that if you do not read your ballots or whatever about what they're doing with, like, for example, the trigger states or things like that, it's still going to affect you. Because you're not filling in the right information.
Mm-hmm. And so, you know, they tie shit together. That's one of the things that's like, I don't know exactly what needs to be done to like separate these things on the ballot. But I remember one of the last times I was at an election, they were like tying issues together. And like, let's just say like, for example, like maybe like abortion and then like vapes, you know? Like, and then like tie them together, like the legalization of both of those things. And I'm like, what? You know, and it's like, if you say yes to one, it says the other, like just the way that it's set up is fucked up. It's really fucked up. And it wasn't until I was standing there at the ballot that day that I realized what they were doing. They're trying to literally they're trying to fuck us. You know what I'm saying? It's like, oh, well, you know, if you still want to smoke your cigarettes, then you better say, then you're all, you get your cigarettes, but you're also going to say no to this or whatever. You know, it's just.
Right.
And I'm still in the beginning stages of really educating myself to the next level on how the government is working. And they're fucked up. It's fucked up. The lobbying, the gerrymandering, the way that they set up the districts, like, it's just, I understand why people feel like it's a losing battle, but I feel like people are ignorant to how it works and ignorant that it starts at the local level. It starts at the local, and for years, I didn't vote on local levels. I was like, oh, I'm gonna do the presidential election. But by that time, it's too fucking late.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Your mayors, your representatives, your this, your that, the people who create your electoral college, like, those are the people who are going to determine where your state and where things are, like, heading. And we just have to rebuild now, literally from the beginning, which is now, and which is why I created God Save the Primaries, because I just want to get people educated and involved on the local levels in their district, because my district isn't your district and it's not yours. So we have to know, like, what's going on with our representatives and what's going on with our senators and who these people are, and are they a bunch of fucking liars like the Supreme Court justices who said that they weren't going to overturn Roe v. Wade and actually did it. We got to get involved. You got to get, we just, like, my mind, like, explodes.
So right. So it's a domino effect. You know, it starts from there and then it just continues. So how have you all seen it in wherever you guys live? How do you see Roe v. Wade being transitioned, like, out in the streets? How do you see that? Like, how has it affected your community? Like, anything has happened that you've noticed besides rallies that we've noticed here where I am? How about your states or your cities?
I'm in Boston, so it's been a roller coaster, I would say. Like you said, the rallies and stuff like that. We've had that, of course. Especially since the overturn, a lot of white supremacists trying to show face, of course, in the city. But as far as with the community and people, like I've said, it's been hard for people to get, you know, services and hospitals and, you know, just the regular community services centers that they go to be able to get the supplies that they get. Not everybody has insurance, you know, not everybody is able to afford certain things. And this definitely, like, set a lot of people back, you know. It's kind of like how it was during the pandemic when you had to, you know, pack everything for, you know, get them in bulk. Because there's a shortage, so I mean that's pretty much how it is right now.
That's scary.
It is. It very much is. I feel like everybody's just trying to figure out how to pull it together, especially within their own communities, and how to push forward. Like, I'm in a few groups myself, a few trans groups on Facebook and different social medias, and just pretty much we talk about the same things: how to help each other out, get needles, get syringes, whatever it is that they need for their T-shots, or vice versa. Other services that are open, whether it's like, if you're not accessible to it, everybody carpools and things like that, and just like figures it out. And it's just like, yeah, and it's just pretty much trying to figure out how we're going to move forward. I'm worried about the kids in the future, you know? The people who were the kids who are going to be scared to come out, especially like in places like Texas, where it's like their parents are even getting arrested right now just for even knowing that their kid is gay or queer, you know? Like, that's really scary, because I mean, we had a different fear coming up. Like, me coming up, I came out when I was 12, but I had the luxury of an accepting father, you know what I mean? My mother's side wasn't so accepting, but it was like, at least I had one out of the two. Now it's like, these kids aren't, what are they gonna have? You know what I mean? And it's like, that's what I'm thinking about. And that's what I'm trying to work on, is figuring out how to get a community that can help these kids when they come out, especially having to deal with this overturn as well. It's a lot of things that they're dealing with now right alongside with us, and it's crazy because when you're a kid, you should just be enjoying being a kid.
So. And a point that you touched on is, especially now in school, you know, they don't say gay bill, that you're not able to, you know, talk about or express it or, you know, talk about that in school. That is the time where kids are learning who they are. Like, mm-hmm. I wish we had that when we were growing up, like the ability to be like, hey, I am feeling this feeling that I don't know what it is about, you know, going to a counselor. People do not realize that this overturn is literally a trickle effect.
And it affects real people, obviously, you know? Exactly. And we're, you know, the thing is, like, we're Americans, you know? Like, I mean, I'm not exactly sure, but I mean, I'm just saying, we're Americans, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you're in this fucking country, you know what I'm saying? Like, these laws are, like, they're supposed to protect us, and they're literally, like, sacrificing Americans.
Affect you. And one thing that I need to say to Jay, I do not miss that about Boston, about their rallies. Oh my God, one time I was there when I lived there and they had a whole rally. The KKK was literally walking down the street proudly, just expressing their what?
That's literally how it was, but they all had face masks. They all had face masks, like the Proud Boys.
I could
not.
Not
so proud if you have a mask on.
So, did this Roe v. Wade has opened up so many different what the fucks with all the crap that is actually connected to. And this is what this episode is about. It's just for us to realize that we, like you said, Amanda, we are real people. This is not gonna affect a freaking bot on the internet. It's gonna affect an actual person. So if you think that having your own rights, like body autonomy, it's not good, then this is not the episode for you, you know? And it's gonna affect you, believe it or not. And
yeah, everyone's gonna feel it in one way or the other eventually. Mm-hmm. You know, eventually it's probably gonna, you know, it's gonna affect all of us in different ways and increments along the way, you know? And something that you alluded to, Chubby, is just like there's a war on knowledge. There's a war on mm-hmm. education. Like you said, those kids who we have the words now. We have the words. We have the verbiage. We have we have the fact that, like, oh my God, I'm not crazy. I'm just non-binary. Oh my God, I'm not crazy. I'm just like, I don't know, like ADHD or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like all of those little things, you know, like to be able to like have the tools and the words to be able to like help kids. I think it's going to be really detrimental to the youth. It's going to be very detrimental to the country. I think the suicide rates are going to skyrocket again.
The mental state, yeah.
You know, everybody's mental state is going to start going to shit because these kids can't talk about what they're feeling in, you know, when they're younger, you know? And the whole don't say gay bill was, they're talking more about like not talking about sexuality.
Right,
like under third grade or under like right, a certain grade yeah. or something like that, which is stupid yeah. and fucked up. Because on family day, what is the kid with two dads supposed to do? What exactly. is the kid with two moms or whoever, whatever? Like, what am I supposed to do? I can't talk about my family, and then when everybody else has questions, because
but they
I
did
show
that
my
on purpose.
Like,
they're
what
doing
the
that
fuck?
On purpose.
They're gonna isolate.
It's like they literally found a way to isolate everything they wanted to in one shot.
Exactly. And that hit me. Oh my! I literally lost my shit. I was like, no way. Because again, when you are that age, and like you said, Amanda, having a whatever parents you know that is different from your classmates will affect you. Now you're gonna feel like crap. And now your mental state, and now you're going to decline in third grade.
As opposed to feeling supported because the teacher's like, it's okay. Some kids have two moms. Some kids have two, you know, like some kids have different parents and that's okay. Now it's going to be like, oh no, we can't talk about that. We have to shun away from the topic. And what would that make that kid feel like? It's going to be detrimental to everybody. Cause it's not only the kid who's going to get teased, but it's the kid who is doing the teasing who didn't get the knowledge, they're not a bad kid. They're not an evil kid.
They just
don't know. And what they were taught was that this is not just different, but it's something that we don't talk about.
Right.
So let's go back to the days where I fucking came out. Let's go back to those days. You know what I'm saying? Where it's like, oh no, it's just something that we don't talk about.
Right. It's like we all said, it's like we all said from the beginning, it's like going back from the early, we can't go back to the 1700s like Amanda likes to say. It's just, we can't go back there. It's literally like putting us back into the closets, into the hush-hush, into the hiding who we are. We fought so hard, again, to be here, for us to be like, nah, I'm not gonna pretend I'm freaking straight. Not happening, okay? Mm-hmm. So you can't tell me. we can't be that. Like, we already
none of us can go back into the closet. That's what I know.
We already suffered enough. We already suffered enough as young adults to be who we are now. Proud to be who we are today. For what? For all that shit to come back? I care for my mental health. If talking about it makes me cry, can you imagine having to hide it? That is
exactly
not happening.
Like, that's at all.
No.
It's like, we gotta walk so these kids can run. And I feel like now it's really like in our hands, and we didn't think that it would get to this point. A lot of us did not think it would get to this point. You know what I mean? Somebody's gotta do it.
That wouldn't happen. That wouldn't happen in America. They won't give us rights and then take them away. That's what they did. Newsflash, everybody who's watching, we had a right in America, and then they took it away. Regardless of how you feel about that right, we had a right, and they took it away. It will not be the first right.
So now you gotta think about what else they're gonna take away. Because like you said, it's a trickle effect. So now what else is it gonna be? And there's only a million things you can think of on that list.
Right. So,
they're starting to talk about banning contraceptives, birth control and shit like that. Like, what?
Right. They really don't want to help anybody.
This is like a horror movie of Handmaid's Tale that I'm living in. But like modern day, this is like wild. I'm sorry. I had to say it.
And the one who wrote Handmaid's Tale, it's the precursor to Handmaid's Tale. And the woman who wrote Handmaid's Tale said that the story that she wrote, everything that happens in that series had not happened already somewhere at this point. It had not already happened somewhere on the planet. That's fucking terrifying.
See, I don't know what you guys said.
But it's like a lot of the movies that they come up with. That can't all just be creative imagination.
Right. I need to watch this because I've heard it from everybody about The Handmaid's Tale. I'm like, what the hell is that reference?
It's super triggering.
Trigger warning. Yeah.
trigger warning.
Then I can't watch it.
It's rough. It is rough. I honestly haven't even finished it because you have to take it in increments. It's intense.
Okay, I'll give it a try. I'll let you guys know how that goes.
There's also something new to watch. There's a documentary called Reversing Roe. It's on Netflix. Anybody who's watching, go check it out. Reversing Roe. It'll give you some insight on the fact that it was made in 2018, Jay. Reversing Roe was made in 2018. They had been working on this for a long time, but because powers that be had us distracted, a lot of people missed it.
That's why you gotta take the step away from the metaverse and live in the real world. Like, I don't do that.
But yeah, I've always said it that I've never thought that we lived in a free country. We live in a limited country, okay? They tell you what you think you're free. And I don't care who agrees with me or not. Yes, we compare it to another country, we have more freedoms. But correct. I'm only going to fight on the one that I have right now. And right here, I don't have the freedoms that I feel like I should. Again, you just took my freedom to do whatever I want with my body just in case anything were to happen to me. So no, I never felt like we had freedom to that extent of where like I could do whatever. Again, for example, I'm going to make it as small as this. If you don't go to work to make that money, what's going to happen? You're going to go homeless. And what's going to happen? You're not going to be anywhere, right? That's a trickle effect. That's how simple something here is. It starts with just one wrong move. So tell me how free we are.
But now we have social security numbers. We're just products.
Of course. So to get the show, you know, it's getting to that point where it's getting too long for some people to stay focused on the show. So what do you hope for the future for us, for the kids, for whoever's watching? You know, what do you hope to accomplish? I don't know. We're working on this little by little, trying to get something. Yeah. So, Amanda, if you want to start, what do you hope?
I hope that people wake up to the fact that they actually have more power than they think. This just didn't happen out of nowhere. It's just because we didn't show up at the polls when we were supposed to, and we let these assholes confirm these judges that lied under oath and overturned and took away rights of half of the citizens in this country. I hope that people get involved on a local level, and I hope we start educating ourselves. Check your sources, for God's sakes, check your sources. And I pray for us all. I pray for the country, the future of our country, and I pray that the patriarchy has its day. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by that is it's over. Like, I always say every dynasty has its day, and I kind of feel like that's what's happening with America. You know, like, Egypt fell, not Egypt, but Rome fell, and, you know, the pharaohs, you know, of Egypt, like things crumble, you know, when you abuse your power and when you abuse your people. So I just pray for the future of our country. Jay?
Very true. I hope, like you said, people wake up and they start doing more, and they stop relying on technology for everything. I feel like it's gonna come to a point where we're gonna go back to like our natural instincts, you know what I mean? Everybody's gotta prepare however you feel like that preparation can be. This, like you said, this didn't happen just overnight. You have to pay attention, you have to research, you have to do the things that you think you can do for the better of the world that you are seeking. It all starts with one person. And then when that one person starts, two people come, and so forth and so forth. And I feel like what we're doing, especially having you on, having us on your episode talking about this, is really important work. And that's one of the steps going forward. I really, really hope that the future of the next generation is better than ours. And that's
me
what
too.
I hope for.
That's a
me
beautiful
too.
Hope.
Word.
I hope that you all read, and not just what's given to you in the books at school, right? Read. Look for extra information out there. Go to, if you want to learn about your laws, congress.gov teaches you about everything and all, you know, about where you live, what the future ones that are coming up. Just stay informed, and remember, the news do not always give you all the information out there. They're always gonna chop something up and not tell you the truth, but you have to be willing to look for the facts yourself, and then they're out there. You just have to look. And if you have children, and if you want children, or whatever the case is, just tell them the truth. Tell them the history. Share with them the horrific things and the beautiful things also that we've gone through, that, you know, that there is still hope, you know. And Jay, I agree with you. It took me forever to get out of my head about this episode, because I was like, fuck, you know, I gotta do it, you know. And I was freaking out because I was like, At the end of the day, we're not here to change anyone's mind about how you feel about it. We just want you to know that having your right to do whatever you want with your body is important. Having a choice.
Period.
This is what this is about. This is not about, hey, I don't like what you're doing with your body. I don't care. It's whatever you do with it is going to make you happy. Like, whatever you're doing with your body, whatever you are meant to doing with your body is not affecting me. But now that we don't have the choice, now that's affecting all of us. So I just want whoever's watching to, if you sat through this, to actually think about it. Who's hurting right now that you know? I know, it's that. It's just that. Think about what this has done and who it's hurting. All the people that you know. Indirectly, directly, think about it. And then you'll realize that you have to do something. And that's what this get involved. And that's what
there's a lot of people suffering in silence too.
Exactly, exactly.
Because
and I actually, you make a valid point, because I actually wanted to say one more thing before we wrap it up. There are a lot of people who have had abortions who may or may not, but a lot of people who have had abortions who maybe regret that decision, and now they're like very like pro-life and trying to force other people to be pro-life. And I want to speak on that, because just because you made a decision and you regret it doesn't mean that the next woman or individual is going to regret that same decision. And that is part of your journey, that's part of your story, that is your right. It's just a right. It really, really boggles my mind that people have had abortions and then they go and tell people not to have abortions. I think it's fucked up. And like I said, I know many, many more women who have had abortions who don't regret their decision for whatever reason. So just stop telling people what to do with their bodies. Get your laws off my
stop
body.
Stop bringing religion into it, literally.
Yeah. Don't scapegoat Jesus. Jesus didn't do nothing to you.
That is my biggest thing. Your personal opinion, your personal religious beliefs have literally nothing to do with a personal choice. Feelings not connected, not connected, not related. I respect your religion, but just right over there. Okay, keep it over there, and I'm gonna be over here. And that is it. I want to thank you both for being here again. I love having you all just coming to the episode.
Thank you because for having us.
You like you said, talking. You know, we're always going to have more different thoughts and different ideas. And right now, maybe when we locked up, we're like, oh, crap, maybe we could do this. You know, because it sparked something. Right, it sparked something, you know. And, so thank you again for being here. And hopefully we could work together on some other important issues, topics. Jay, let me know how your journey turns out with accessibility to what you need. Because that is something that, you know, we could talk about and actually make something of it, because it's going to be hard. And I'm here if you need anything of all your friends, trans tape, money, funds, or anything, just let me know and we could work on a fund for them or whatever the case you need. Just let us know, okay?
Word. I'll let you know. Thank you. I appreciate it. I am working on something like that, because I'm in a group within Planned Parenthood, but right now they only let members who are part of Planned Parenthood in the group. So I'm trying to see how I can make a group outside of that. So I'll definitely keep in touch with that.
That's dope.
Yeah, no problem. Share the details whenever you can. And hey, remember, community always makes a bigger number, and we can make a bigger impact. So that's what we're here for.
Absolutely. And Jay, let me know about what you got going on over there. I would love to support you any way that I can. Guys, check out God Save the Primaries. Let's get involved locally and let's turn this crazy train around.
And like I always say, stay fearless, everyone.
Yep.